Olympic athletes have just a few more days to get settled in and get focused. They're still training, both physically and mentally. American athletes are actually briefed on how to handle Olympic-sized pressures, expectations, and distractions. And as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, some U.S. teams have sports psychologists standing by.
In the weeks before arriving in Vancouver, the U.S. speed skating team trained hard at the 2002 Olympic Oval in Kearns, Utah. On the long track, Olympians skate tightly together stride for stride as a coach marks laps and times. Inside the oval on a smaller rink, short track athletes skate casually as they cool down from their workout. This is the training pattern twice a day, day after day, for years. No athlete gets to the Olympics without hard physical work. And first-time Olympian and short track skater Catherine Reuter believes she's worked as hard as anyone.
But what if I get to the games and it turns out like I really should have lifted a bit heavier, you know, or I should have eaten better, I should have gotten my start faster. But what if it just drives me crazy. What if I did something wrong, you know, and I'm not going to know until I get there and it's too late to fix it. That's what I'm stressed about now.
Reuter has helped with addressing that stress, sports psychologist Nicole Detling-Miller of the University of Utah. She's the mental coach for the U.S. speed skating team. And athletes tell her
that the difference between the person at the top of the podium and fourth place is who was most mentally tough that day, who could handle the distractions and not get freaked out, not allow it to affect their performance, not allow it to prevent them from trusting themselves.
The distractions are familiar to all kinds of Olympians, including freestyle skier Nikki Stone. She blames them for keeping her off the medals podium in her first Olympics in 1994.
I went to the games and I tried to imagine it like it's every other day. Well, every other day, you don't have a billion people watching you around the world. You don't have cameras 6 inches from your face. You don't have the opportunity to go on David Letterman or Jay Leno afterwards.
So as she was twisting and flipping midair, Stone was thinking about the parade back home and the TV appearances, and she missed her landing, dropping to 13th place. She wraps up her Olympic wisdom in a book called When Turtles Fly. And American athletes at these Olympics are briefed by Stone and other medalists about the media, the expectations, and the pressure.
I tell the athletes, instead of making it like it's every other day, try to make every day the Olympics. I would imagine that there's 40,000 people at the bottom of the hill. And I would get really upset if I had a bad day. And my friends would go, "What are you so upset about? It's training day." And I said, "But it could be the Olympics. You know, this could be that very day."
That can help keep athletes on edge and from becoming overconfident. Too much confidence or too little is a major mental barrier for the athlete sports psychologist Nicole Miller encounters, including short track speed skater Catherine Reuter.
She relied 100% on her effort in training, which was phenomenal, and it was good enough to give her the confidence to skate well and win the U.S. championship. But I could just see some of the statements she was making. I could see it in her eyes when she would try to tell me she was confident, that it just wasn't there.
Miller tries to boost confidence with hypnosis. She has athletes imagine and embrace success. She also tries to get them to relieve the pressure of Olympic competition by focusing on something that already defines their success. That something for Reuter came off the ice on a steep mountain slope outside Vancouver, where she and her teammates struggled with an endurance exercise.
It's so steep, it's so hard that you can't run it. You have to, like, lunge up it. Boys had to do it twice. I was the only girl who took the option to do it a second time. Not only that, but I beat two of the boys on our team up it. They started 5 minutes before me, and I beat them. I will be proud of that moment for my whole life, and I never would have known what a huge accomplishment it was if Nicole hadn't forced me to realize it.
And this is how Reuter applies that experience to the Olympics.
I know that even if I didn't win, I put in enough work that I could have won. I will always be proud that even when it looks like I can't, even when I feel like I can't, I'm always willing to push a little harder just to see if maybe I can.
But as psychologist Miller notes, mental preparation, like physical training, is always a work in progress.
That self-doubt's going to come back in. I don't care how mentally tough you are. I don't care how good you are. It will happen. Absolutely. It will happen for everyone.
So Miller tells skaters to trust the people who believe they can succeed. Embrace that confidence, she says, from coaches, friends, and family. And Miller is at the Olympics with Reuter and her teammates, ready to keep driving that mental message home. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.